The following Cruise Addicts talk show is a production of Cruise Radio.
With hurricane season still in effect and the winter weather around the corner, consider tripinsurance.com to cover your next cruise investment. Buy direct from the leading insurers and save up to 40% or more on comparable plans from other sites. Get a quote today and save from tripinsurance.com.
Okay, stand by.
Broadcasting high above the Empire State Building in New York City, this is Cruise Radio.
Yes, we are broadcasting from chilly New York City. It's like 31 degrees right now, so not used to this kind of weather being a Florida boy. But why are we here? What is this big Carnival Cruise Lines announcement all about? Well, here's a clip from the press conference we just got out of.
Today we're here to talk about a perfect partner. Not just a partner, but who's a partner that would resonate with the Carnival guest, and in this case, with the Carnival family. They have to be highly recognizable. That's important, but even more important is talking about a quality experience. Partners that are beloved by families. And again, not just by kids, but the entire family. We want this to enrich the cruise experience, right? We want this to be a better experience, a better cruise, more fun, more memorable because of this wonderful partnership. So today, we absolutely love the characters and stories as kids. Our children love, beloved, even today. And it's funny, when I go back to my childhood, I remember a great quote. And I try and, you know, teach it to my kids. And in fact, my kids teach it to me every day. It's fun to have fun, but you have to know how. So without further ado, we want to welcome our newest members to the Carnival family, the Cat in the Hat and friends.
Yes, Carnival Cruise Lines just partnered with Dr. Seuss Enterprises, bringing the whole Dr. Seuss experience, you know, Dr. Seuss, Lorax, Thing 1, Thing 2, all of those aboard the Carnival Fun Ship, starting right here on Carnival Splendor in early 2014. And with me now to talk all about it is the Chief Marketing Officer of Carnival Cruise Lines, Jim Barra. You know, Jim, this is actually the first time I've interviewed someone wearing a Dr. Seuss hat.
It's a little cold today, so you know it actually comes in handy. Yeah. Good to see you. It's been not too long, just sunshine, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. This partnership with Dr. Seuss, pretty cool stuff. Was it a given for Carnival to partnership with Dr. Seuss Enterprises?
We feel so fortunate and lucky to be able to work with them. We started conversations actually at the licensing show in Las Vegas earlier in the spring. And as we started to talk about all the things we could do on a Carnival ship with their characters, their brands, their content, it's a fantastic opportunity for us to bring all of this fun and excitement and timeless characters to the millions of guests on Carnival and the 700,000 plus kids that sail with us every year.
I'm not going to lie, I'm 33 and love Dr. Seuss. Is it just for kids?
No, and I think that's the really nice thing. We're about to go downstairs and have the lunch/breakfast. That's for all of our guests. The character parade, you can get in on the fun. The reading hours that we're going to have. And obviously the movies out in the dive-in movie theater on the outer decks. Everyone is welcome to join. So I think it's for kids of all ages, quite honestly.
With the character breakfast, are we going to see like green eggs and ham and all that? Kind of talk to us about that.
Yeah, you're going to see green eggs and ham. You're going to see moose juice and goose juice. You're going to see crazy French toast and Dr. Seuss inspired pancakes. We've had so much fun with all of this content and how you can kind of extend it into your food and beverage operation.
Will this program be part of Camp Carnival?
It will. It's really another piece to Camp Carnival, making it an even stronger program for, again, the 700,000 plus guests that sail with us every year. So it's an extension, and it's also an opportunity for families to have more time together and more interaction, which we know from our research is something that everyone's looking for in their vacations.
Will the Dr. Seuss program be teaching the kids about like destinations and places the ships will be going?
Yeah, I think they'll learn about the destinations, and also we'll definitely try to instill the morals and the values that have made these stories so timeless and so loved, whether that's caring for the environment and how Carnival helps to keep the oceans clean, or with Horton Hears a Who, you know, right. The idea of listening and treating everyone with respect. I think you'll see some of those storylines play through in the programming that we offer on board.
So this could be kind of like compared to a journey for the whole family to take.
I think that's right. I mean, these stories are timeless. There's things that we've grown up with and we love. And the opportunity now to use those stories and those characters and instill it into the vacation and really heighten the experience for families is what this is all about.
Chief Marketing Officer for Carnival Cruise Lines, Jim Barra. Thank you so much for spending some time with me, man.
Thank you, thank you. Great to have you on board, and I hope you enjoy the lunch.
Susan Brand is the president of Dr. Seuss Enterprises, the woman behind it all. So first off, Susan, welcome to Cruise Radio. How did this partnership with Dr. Seuss and Carnival Cruise Lines come about?
We really thought carefully about who the right partner would be, and we did look at all our options. And I think from a brand personality standpoint, really, who else? Once you looked at it, it's got to be Carnival, right?
Sure. And what are we going to see? What can passengers on Carnival Cruise Lines expect?
Well, first you'll see our characters. So you'll see the Cat in the Hat, Thing One and Thing Two, the Grinch, Sam. They'll be there for photo opportunities. There'll be character breakfast. There'll be opportunities for families to come together for stories and games and activities. Even your cabin could be themed if you'd like it to be.
Very cool. Susan Brandt, CEO of Dr. Seuss Enterprises, thank you so much for being on Cruise Radio.
It's fun to be here. Thank you.
For over 42 years, Park West Gallery has introduced over 1.3 million people to fine art. Here's what actual customers are saying.
I've been collecting with Park West 5-6 years now.
6 years.
9 years.
10 years. Everybody we meet at Park West makes you feel comfortable. You're part of their family.
It is an exciting and fun experience. It is enjoyable, uplifting.
Park West has been so kind to us. Park West makes us excited to spend money on art.
To find out more about Park West Gallery, visit parkwestgallery.com or go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Park West Gallery icon. It's not just a good idea to have travel insurance during the winter months or hurricane season. Every travel agent or travel expert we talk to says it is a very smart idea to always travel with travel insurance.
That's why you should check the folks out at tripinsurance.com. They have exclusive products from the leading travel insurers that you won't find anywhere else.
Yeah, they are the low-cost leader in travel insurance with savings up to 40% or more when you compare similar coverage from other sources.
What plan do you want to go with? Good, better, or best? They have coverage in all three categories that make it easy to find the right insurance plan for your budget.
You know what defines great customer service? Actually being able to talk to a human being. And they do that at tripinsurance.com. They are committed to great customer service with 24/7 telephone support before, during, and after your trip. You can also file claims online right on their website, and they keep you posted of any travel alerts that could affect your travels or safety at your destination. Check them out right now. TripInsurance.com.
Carnival Cruise Lines teaming up with Dr. Seuss Enterprises. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, definitely cool. I'm a fan of Dr. Seuss, and I know a lot of people are, and I think it's going to be great. And one of the things I really like about it, I have never been on a Carnival cruise. I mean, this is my first time on board a ship here, but it's great to see how much care and effort they put into a child's program, and that this is a major announcement here. And I think Dr. Seuss is not only for the 2 to 5-year-olds, but I think it's going to go a lot longer and also make the parents happy as well.
And it seems like the Dr. Seuss partnership isn't just about the kids, though. It kind of seems like it's about the family and about the journey.
I think so, too. I mean, one of the things I brought up is, oh, the places you will go. And I think that's one of the books that we all get, or at least that I like to give on graduations, whether it's high school, college, or even when someone makes a major move or career change, even. It's the places you'll go. You forget that life is a complete journey, and you're definitely not alone when you're on that journey. So it's great to be able to be doing those things, not just by yourself on travel, but also with family, with friends, or whoever you come on a cruise ship with. Because my understanding is if you're going to go on a cruise, you're going to meet people, or you're actually going with people.
Travel writer Craig Zabransky, thanks so much for hanging out with us today here on Cruise Radio. And I would say safe flight home, but it's like 2 blocks that way.
I always love being a piece of one of your shows, and it's great to see you again.
With Sandy McKenna from Midlife Road Trip. Sandy, welcome to Cruise Radio. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
So first off, what do you think about the Carnival and Dr. Seuss partnership?
Well, I think it's awesome. I think it's the fun ships, and Dr. Seuss is fun. And Dr. Seuss transcends through families. I mean, little kids to parents. I read Dr. Seuss. I quote him all the time on Twitter.
With the partnership, there's a lot of little things happening, whether it be the reading time, the movies, where we are right now with the Dr. Seuss lunch and brunch or breakfast, whatever you call it. Which one sticks out to you the most?
For me, of course, the food.
Right.
I'm a foodie, so I loved it. It's colorful. It's fun. Kids are going to love it. I mean, you know, red pancakes and green eggs and ham and the desserts with cotton candy. So I think it'll be fun. It'll be a fun, just, you know, good, colorful experience.
What do you think of this decor? Because this is very, very Dr. Seuss-like.
That's what I said. I would just tweet it out. These are, you can't be miserable in this room.
Right.
It is so happy, so colorful, and great tablescapes. I mean, it's just they've gone, you know, it doesn't look like your typical cruise dining room. Today I kind of cheated. I had steak and eggs. I had a grown-up Seuss breakfast. Rick would have had green eggs and ham.
I'm sure he would. And say hello to Rick for us, and safe travels back to Florida. Good talking to you, Sandy.
Thank you.
Now, Carnival also made an announcement that they are changing up their dining options, in fact, bringing in American Feast and American Table. Now, these dining experiences, they're adding to all the main dining rooms on their fun ship. So it's not another restaurant. It's basically an experience inside of the main dining rooms. Here to talk all about it is the Senior Vice President of Carnival Cruise Lines Guest Operations, Mark Tamas. Welcome, Mark.
Thanks, Doug. Great to be with you all. Great to be with your listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. Good to talk to you again. So, Carnival Cruise Lines, two new dining options, American Table and American Feast. First off, talk to us about the program and why it was involved, and then break down the two options for us.
Yeah, well, you know, as you know, in all of our Friendship 2 initiatives, it's really about listening to our guests and what our guests want. And they've been telling us for a while, both through surveys and focus groups we've had on the ships over the last year, they've been telling us about having a new contemporized dining experience. And so that's really what this is about. It's really about making something that's been really good and even great at times, mm-hmm. and just making it always great, always consistent, and at the end of the day, delicious.
Now, are we talking about not only, you know, different food options, but different like decor and everything as well? Like kind of a whole like theme here?
Absolutely. You know, American Table, it feels much more like a contemporary restaurant than today, which feels more like a kind of a banquet setting.
Sure.
So American Table, when you walk into the dining room, really has this restaurant feel. And then on the nights where we have the American Feast, which is really about a celebration and this party, has a completely different decor than the table night.
This is kind of a nightly experience, then, not just a one or two nights per cruise.
That's right, yeah. So on a seven-day cruise, you'll have the American Table five different nights, and those will be five different menus.
The American Feast option really catches my eye. Kind of elaborate on that.
Yeah, and so again, that's more of the celebration. So you're actually invited. You have an invitation to come to this great celebration, the American Feast, and you join us. The whole dining room has a toast together hosted by the maitre d', and then the service is more in a style of, you know, a beautiful, gracious, fun, elegant event where appetizers are brought to the table. So everyone has a sampler plate of four different appetizers. Mm-hmm. And then we have a pasta dish that's served French style, meaning they bring the plate to the dish, to the table, sorry. And then they serve from that dish to your plate. And then you choose your entree. So again, you know, great specialty entrees like we've always had, you know, lobster, prime rib, sea bass, you know, really great things, filet mignon, but, you know, a really fun celebration. And then we have this parade of desserts where the chefs come out and present in a really fun style the desserts, and the waiters sing and dance with our guests. So, again, it's much more of a celebration, and that happens, again, on a seven-night voyage. That would happen twice.
Very cool. Mark, I have three listener questions. You up for answering them?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, cool. The first comment says, all this food looks the same from the formal night and did you ever menu. Is this dining program just repackaged?
No, not at all. In fact, all of the dishes have been completely re-engineered. And again, some of the dishes, you know, the most favorite dishes, you know, you'll still see some of those. So, you know, I guess you could call it repackaged, and that's only because the guest told us, please don't lose that particular dish. But the rest is completely new dishes. And I know, I'm not sure what they're reading. I think in the couple of minutes I've been offline, I'm pretty sure John might have posted one of the menus.
Mm-hmm.
So again, that's just one menu of five that you would see across the voyage.
Next question says, are they using a higher quality of ingredients?
Absolutely. So this is not only, you know, kind of giving our guests a new experience, but actually investing back into our product, and especially around dining, which is, you know, one of the most important elements of a cruise vacation, certainly a Carnival cruise vacation.
Very cool. The very last question we have here is, I see it starts on Carnival Glory December 8th. Any idea when it will be fleet-wide?
Yeah, no, of course. Our goal with the rollout is that by the end of 2014, we would have 8 ships completed and the remainder of the fleet by the middle of 2015.
Very cool. He is the Senior Vice President of Guest Operations for Carnival Cruise Lines, Mr. Mark Tamas. Thank you so much for spending some time with us and telling us about the new dining options, Mark.
Well, it's been great to be with you, and we hope to see you on board, maybe even the Carnival Glory soon.
So the two dining options sound really good, but we want to get a firsthand perspective. So we're linking up with Craig Kell. He's aboard Carnival Glory right now. So welcome, Craig.
Happy to be here, Doug. Thanks. Coming from the Carnival Glory. Beautiful ship. I haven't been on the ships in 10 years. And it still has its charm.
So, Craig, what did you think of American Feast and American Table aboard Carnival Glory?
Yeah, so American Table was on our first night, and it was like a mixture between family style and between the traditional dining that you're used to on Carnival. So it was kind of split up between the menu and ordering dishes for the table and ordering your normal dishes for your main course. So it was definitely interesting with the American Table. American Feast, which was last night on Monday on the Glory, it was four appetizers, and they were all coming to the table, so you didn't have to pick an appetizer individually. So they were bringing all the appetizers. There was a pasta listed, and that was in a big dish, and it was family style, which was, you know, getting served around. Everyone passes the dish around the table and takes what they want. Very big, hearty helpings, too. And then you pick only one thing from the menu on American Feast Night, and that is just your main course, which you had a selection between, you know, the traditional lobster and the prime rib, and there was a couple other seafood options on the menu.
And how far of a departure is it from the standard Carnival menu?
You know, there was a few different changes that I saw. There's like potato skins, and they had, you know, alligator fritters and just a little different spin. But you saw the familiar things, too, like the onion soup and, you know, the traditional shrimp cocktail, too. So there was like a mixture between, you know, the classic Carnival that you're used to and some new menu items.
How's the vibe been around the ship for American Feast and American Table?
You know, the buzz was absolutely positive. There was, you know, I think everybody liked the family concept of passing dishes around and interacting. There's definitely a lot more interaction at the table going on with other people. I was sharing a table with six other people. So it was, you know, I knew those six people, but of those, you know, passing around, there was a lot more chat going around about the food and how the new style was. And it just made it really exciting for a dining aspect, which something you never got with Carnival.
Craig, thanks for linking up and enjoy the rest of your sailing, bud.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I will.
And that'll do it for this episode of Cruise Radio. Thank you so much for checking us out. And yeah, it's still very chilly here, in case you're wondering. Still in the 30s on a cruise ship. How is that even possible? Can't wait to get back home to Florida. A big thank you to all the folks at Carnival Cruise Lines Public Relations for making all of our interviews possible. We couldn't have done it without you, so many thanks. If you'd like to hear back episodes of Cruise Radio, simply head to cruiseradio.net and click on radio shows, or go to iTunes, the Stitcher Radio Network, or the TuneIn app, and just search, well, yeah, Cruise Radio. Broadcasting from the very, very, very chilly, did I say chilly? New York City. I'm Doug Parker, and this is Cruise Radio.
It's up to you, New York, New York, New York.
Cruise Radio is recorded weekly at the TripInsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida. Download the Cruise Radio app. Hear Cruise Radio on TuneIn Radio, the Stitcher Radio Network, iTunes, CruiseAddicts.com, and on our website at CruiseRadio.net. For advertising opportunities, email sales at CruiseRadio.net. I'm your announcer.
The preceding Cruise Addicts talk show was a production of Cruise Radio.